John Olson, chairman of Timmins Festival Events Committee.
Okay.
For 2025.
And you made the big announcement last night. Let's touch on night one, but of course, being a country station, I really want to get into night two. So who do you have opening up?
So we're going to start off with a local artist, Failed Attempt. They've been doing some gigs around town, making a little bit of noise, so we gave them a shot at the main stage, opening that up. Then second, we have Biff Naked, a Canadian artist from Vancouver. Then third, we have Pop Evil from Michigan. Now, Pop Evil, for those that remember, came our first year of our festival, and they've been one of the most requested bands to bring back since our first year. So I'd probably say a fan favorite. And then headlining Friday night, we have the Headstones, Canadian band The Headstones, which feature Hugh Dillon on vocals. For those that don't know Hugh Dillon, he's also an aspiring actor as well. He's in Flashpoint, Yellowstone, Mayor of Kingston. So he's got a long resume of not only in the music industry, but in the movie and TV industry.
Yeah, for sure. That is a big name. You mentioned that the band from Michigan played the first.
Yeah, they
played the first year. What number is this Rock on the River?
This is number 9 because COVID canceled a year on us. Well, actually, COVID canceled 2 summers on us, Bob. But then we made it up on that 1 year where we had it in the fall instead because we got some funding from the government we had to use. So that was, we still call that Rock on the River, even though it was in October. So this is our 9th year, Bob. We're gearing up for our 10th year anniversary, 2026. A lot of big news coming down the pipe, hopefully, for that as well. Which I can't really say right now.
Of course not.
But yeah, you know, it's been something, you know, we've been really saving up towards and putting some money aside, right? And so, yeah.
Okay, before we move on to country night, remind me of the dates for ROTR 2025.
Yeah, so the dates are July 18th and 19th, okay? You can go to rotr.ca to get tickets. General admission tickets are $74.95. Weekend passes are $139.95. And VIP is $149.95 per night.
That's not
bad. So you buy the weekend, you save $10, right?
Yeah. Okay, country night. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So country night, we're going to start things off with Cochrane, an artist from Cochrane, Mitch Jean. Most years we try to open up the night with either a local or regional artist. So we have Mitch there from Cochrane. And then we have Corey Marks. Now he's also a regional act. But he's a little bit bigger. Corey's from North Bay. He's collaborated with. I really like some of Corey's music. Because I'm a rocker, but and so is Corey. I know he's country. He's considered country, but he's collaborated with Ian Moody from Five Finger Death Punch, Mick Mars from Motley Crue, Sully Erner from Godsmack, and Travis Tritt. You know, Outlaw and Outsiders is a big hit of his. I really enjoyed it. So. I know it's country night, and Corey's considered country, but he's going to rock. He's going to rock it out, man. I'm really excited to see him.
Yeah, the rock influence really comes through.
Yeah, it does, Bob, for sure.
I emceed his show last year when he was in town for Hope Air.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted. And then
who? No, it's all good. And then we got Cooper Allen. So Cooper Allen's claim to fame, he started off on TikTok. And he does a lot of country mashups. We're excited to bring in him. He's a U.S. artist, Cooper Allen and Pop Evil are the two standalone U.S. artists this year. And they're both direct support to the headliner, just coincidentally. So Cooper Allen, we have him direct support to Brett Kissel. So Brett Kissel, Juno Award winner, Canadian Country Music Association Award winner, a lot of accolades for that gentleman there, Brett Kissel. And what's interesting is Cooper and Brett have a song, The Two of Us, a charting hit that's been out for a while. So that's going to be fun. Hopefully, well, I'm sure they will play it. So it's going to be fun to see that collaboration on stage of one of their hits.
Yeah, last night when I saw the release and saw Cooper Allen, I had to Google him, look him up, and I went, oh, that's who Cooper Allen is, because yeah. I've seen him all over the internet doing his kind of country rap stuff with that amazing voice.
Oh, yeah, he's very amazing. And you know what? I think, well, I'm 54, it appeals to me, but a lot of the younger crowd, you know, the that are on TikTok and all that stuff, so appeals to that crowd. And then you got Brett Kissel, who's been in the industry a little bit longer than Cooper, so it has that crossover, right? You know, so we're hoping to bring in some older people and with this, and some young people. That's same with the Rock Night as well. You got Pop Evil, who's quite contemporary, and then you have the Headstones and Biff Naked, who are kind of classic. Rather than just sticking with one genre, you're trying to appeal to a wide range of people, Bob, because it's Timmins and you know, we got limited, limited population. So you're trying to appeal to as many people as possible.
Yeah, but you pull a lot of people in from the region and even farther afield.
Yeah,
you're
true,
really well known.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Our ninth year, we're really known in the community and the north as putting on a good party, and it's a good probably the event of the summer in Northern Ontario. So we're really pleased. How well received we are in the north, and the support we get from, you know, businesses, sponsors, the government, the feds, the province, the city of Timmins, right? So we appreciate all that. And quite honestly, Bob, we need that support. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are today.
For sure. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
No. Get out. Get your tickets. They go on sale Friday at noon. You know, VIP usually sells out quite early, within a week or two. So I'd suggest if that's something that you're interested in, to purchase those right away.
Okay, Johnny, you got to take a break sometime and write a book about your experiences with ROTR.
Hey, Bob, that book, man. Yeah, no kidding, man. And you know what, Bob? Like people don't realize the struggles. Like when you're signing these bands, like. I'm just going to mention like the LA Fires. So the LA Fires, a lot of agencies, a lot of the US agencies, even some of the Canadian ones too, they're dealing with management. Well, the management or the agencies are from LA. Eh? So it's very difficult to get through to those people, you know, through to them. You know, their offices are closed or whatever. So, you know, that could cause setbacks in trying to even get a hold of artists that we wanted, right? Eh?
Yeah, you don't just get on the phone and say, hey, Brett Kissel, come to Timmins.
No.
We got a spot for you.
Yeah.
And
I saw Shane's interview with Brett, man. It was, I don't know if you've seen it there. It's really good.
Good.
And I'm so happy he's saying that, you know, watch out. That's going to be the stop of the summer in Timmins for him, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's nice to see that, right?
For sure. Yeah. And I'm thinking of stuff like behind the scenes and, not so much behind the scenes that could go in your book, like Mud Bowl.
Yeah, that's the COVID years, right?
Ain't yeah, it? Yeah.
And we had to spend that $250. So I don't know if the government gave us that money, and there was a timeline associated with that money to be spent. So we're trying to figure out how to spend that money, right? And get the artists during COVID, like coming out of COVID, and you know that was That's one to remember, Bob. We organized that event in 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.